Welcome to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geis, CEO of the Geis Group.
Soul Guided Leadership is a personal and professional strategy empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same. Dr. Laurel's expert guests are committed to sharing tips, tools, and techniques to inspire you to be a soul guided leader. And here's your host.
Welcome to Soul Guided Leadership. I'm your host, Dr. Laurel Geis, and our guest today is Dr. Anastasia Chopolis. She's known as the scientific healer and is the author of the Diamond Healing Method. Dr. Anastasia is a renowned scientific researcher with 38 years of leading research studies at prestigious institutions, and her expertise is in molecular and vibrational physics. Welcome, Anastasia. It's so wonderful to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Laurel. It's so great to be here.
And we met about a year ago, and I remember when I met Anastasia, I was so fascinated with her background in molecular and vibrational physics and scientific healing. And Anastasia, could you share with us your discoveries, both through your research, but also through your personal experience?
Of course. So when I started research, I was very interested in studying the vibrations of materials. It always fascinated me that you could shine a little light on a crystal and it would reflect back the waves that are propagating through the material. And it tells us all sorts of interesting information that includes the thermodynamics of the material, the volumetric properties, the structural properties, and so on. So I thought this was completely fascinating, and it occupied about 38 years of my life where I did a lot of laboratory work, and I would shine laser lights on little crystals, and it would tell me all their little secrets by what came off of them. And in about halfway through that journey, I also discovered that I got very sick, even though I was taking really good care of myself. And I started, I was living in Germany at the time, and I went to different naturopathic and a variety type of healers and noticed that they were using light and waves and these kinds of healing modalities to work on my body. And I thought, oh, interaction of waves with matter, I'm really familiar with that. And I started to dive into it, discovered that I could actually move energy myself, and I started healing myself. And the process that I use now to heal people with is the process that I started discovering by the combination of my illness getting well and the interaction of waves with matter. So it was an interesting journey, as if somebody had planned it all out. First I would study this, then I would study that, then I would get sick and make myself well. It's like,
I love
that better, right?
Yeah, I just love the way we can do that. Like, we can, you know, stand here today and we can look backwards and we can say, wow, I totally see why I took that path getting to where I am here today, right?
Isn't that awesome? It's like we're in the middle of it. We're going like, why do I have to be this miserable? Oh, I see why now.
Oh, I understand why. Right. I understand why. And, you know, it's interesting. Because when we met, I was so fascinated by, you know, all of the information, the wisdom that you had, the knowledge about, you know, molecular and vibrational physics. And, you know, for those of you who know me, I've been teaching soul-guided leadership in organizations and speaking on it. And Anastasia's scientific healing. And I remember we started to talk and it was like, wow, what if we could put these two areas together? You know, what if we could combine all this scientific research and wisdom that Anastasia has and with the principles of soul-guided leadership? And that really brought us closer together as we started to take a look at, you know, what we could create together. And what we've created is a scientifically proven breakthrough system that we call the Science and Soul of Leadership. And, you know, it was interesting because Anastasia was telling me about, you know, how much money companies were spending on illness, unhappiness, and stress, right, Anastasia?
Absolutely. We I started doing research to discover what was really a problem in companies, what was costing them money. And we found out that it was $576 billion just spent on absenteeism alone. And, I mean, if you could just reduce it to half, that would be such a huge relief. And what was it caused by? Number one cause of illness is relationships. Number two is dissatisfaction with career. And about fourth is financial stress. So those three things, you know, we have eight factors. These are in the top four factors that are causing health problems. And if we could reduce those factors, that would make a huge difference. So combining your soul-guided living and leadership and combining my tips and tricks for that anyone can do during the day to handle their energy, to improve their relationships. All those things combined would be a total 1-2 knockout punch to actually bring people's happiness up. It's not that companies will want this because it'll save them money, but people will want it because it'll make them happier, more satisfied, and you know, be more financially viable, more comfortable and happier in their career. That will bring their happiness level up. Then they'll go home and they'll spread it in the home place. So the whole idea is to work from the top down, is to bring it through the leaders and bring it through the top down, because it goes a lot faster than working from the bottom up.
You know, and I like that because, you know, we've always talked about this bottom line impact. So, you know, helping people to increase their productivity, which is, you know, they're going to be happier because they're being more productive and they're more focused. And also they'll be healthier, which helps them, you know, personally to be, you know, to feel better, right? To feel better, be healthier. But it also helps to lower the healthcare costs of the company. So win-win here all the way around. And I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geist. And our guest today is Dr. Anastasia Chopalis, known as the scientific healer and the author of the Diamond Healing Method. And after this short commercial break, we're going to dive deeper into understanding the science and soul of leadership. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to discover a personal and professional leadership strategy to improve your performance, productivity, and well-being? Soul-guided leadership is a thought-leading strategy combining mindfulness principles, meditation practices, and management tactics, empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same. Contact CEO Dr. Laurel Geist at www.thegeistgroup.com and be a soul-guided leader today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
You're listening to Soul Guided Leadership with Dr. Laurel Geist. And today our guest is Dr. Anastasia Chopalis, known as a scientific healer and author of the Diamond Healing Method. And before the break, we were learning about how meditation, mindfulness, and energy management can really improve your bottom line with this new scientifically proven breakthrough leadership system that Anastasia and I have been collaborating on to launch this year in the new year. And the name of this system is The Science and the Soul of Leadership. You know, and it's interesting because this system, you know, we've both brought our expertise to it. And there's three main parts. The first is managing your mind, you know, to improve your happiness. So using mindfulness at work and meditation practices. And the second area is managing your emotions. So this will allow you to improve your productivity and heighten your engagement, not only your engagement with your workplace, but also your team's engagement. And then the third area is managing your energy. And I'd love to dive into that part with you today, Anastasia, managing your energy.
Well, so let's look at the energy of a human. When we have a thought, an emotion, an intent, an action, whatever it is that we're doing, we are sending out waves of energy. And in fact, the HeartMath Institute has measured the heart out to a field of about 20 feet. And when they've measured the actual signal that comes off, that signal will actually reflect the emotions that are happening in the person. So a happy person will have one set of wave characteristics and the sad person will have another set. So you can imagine that you know, if you're sitting in a room and a person is really happy, they're radiating out these happy waves, that the other people will be receiving those very same happy waves. And then if you take and you measure the bioelectric field that's emanating off of a person, a well and intelligent, happy, productive person will have a vibration of about 70 to 80 megahertz. And as that person gets sick, we go down to about 60 megahertz. And as that person has cancer, we go down to about 40 megahertz. So you're seeing that you're down to about half of that frequency. So, Further studies have shown that if you are in a meditative state, you improve your state from neutral up to 12 to 15 megahertz more. And if you're in a sad state, from neutral, you go down to about 12. So as you can see, if you're looking at those numbers, the difference is about 20, 25 to 30 megahertz. And that's the difference between 70 and 40, that's the difference between vibrant health all the way down to being in a state of cancer and dying. So this is a really incredible difference. So our state of mind affects our health, and it also affects the health of the people around you. So when we get people to do practice meditation, look what it can do.
That's, you know, that's amazing that you know, and what I love about all of this is that, you know, there's this scientific research now that's proving all of this, that this state of your mind impacts your health. And, you know, when you're talking about it in terms of megahertz, you know, the fact that, you know, that you can literally raise your frequency, right, raise your frequency through meditation, through positive thoughts, through affirmations, you can move yourself from a state of illness into a state of very positive health.
Right. And it's not instantaneous. And it's a good thing because we were built to have up and down moods, because those up and down moods are driving forces. Like when we're sad, we want to move out of that place and it'll drive us into to doing something for ourselves. And so the body doesn't respond instantaneously, although it can. I have seen people whose tumors disappeared overnight. I've worked with them. But if we keep ourselves in a positive, upbeat state for a length of time, the body will then soon comply and get healthy and more energetic and happier as well. So it's basically programming your cells with your thoughts and your emotions. And what I love about this is that it used to be in the realm of woo-woo, and now it's in the realm of science, that these are all scientifically proven ideas.
You know, and I love that, you know, because, you know, I was reading this article that was in the Harvard Business Review, and they were actually talking about secondhand stress and the impact of secondhand stress, you know, when you're in a work environment. And, you know, in this article, they were talking about these mirror neurons that are in your brain. And when you actually walk into a room and you're stressed, that stress literally impacts everyone else who's in the room. And so by, you know, using, you know, tools and different techniques like what we're sharing, you know, with the mindfulness techniques or the meditation, you know, we can actually use these techniques within a few minutes, and they're very practical, to help reduce your stress, which then in turn, again, makes you more productive, and the team becomes more productive because that stress is being, you know, at least diminished, right? It may not be completely eliminated, because we do work in very busy environments, but we know that we can diminish that stress, which will help to raise our frequency.
Right. So the key word really is resilience. What this system does is it improves your resiliency. So it's not that you're going to live in a state of happy, silly bliss the whole time. It's that you've got your daily life, and you're going to be interacting in your daily life, and that daily life, it gives you these tools for being able to handle it and be much more resilient and handle the daily stress. People don't realize what all stresses you. You've got jangling phones all the time. You've got honking horns. You've got a constant noise, whether it's fans or air conditioner or the computer fan or whatever. All that leads up to stress. And, you know, every kind of noise and disturbance. So if you imagine primitive man sitting in a cell, in a cave, you didn't have any of that. You know, if you've ever been somewhere in the wilderness, you don't have any of that noise. And then you come into, and you only have the occasional animal, and, you know, the stress goes up and you're taking care of it. And then it comes back down, and then it's quiet for a long time. And in today's world, we have this happening every few minutes. So it leads to a lot of stress. And by having a system that works efficiently, doesn't take a lot of time, which would add more stress to our lives, doesn't take a lot of time and can handle it, it gives us that resiliency to be able to handle everything.
And I know another thing that you've taught me, Anastasia, is I think it's called the superhero pose. Is that the right name?
Yes. It is. Well, I call it that. So research from Harvard by Professor Amy Cuddy, she's done a TED Talk on this, so you all go look it up. It's really interesting. And what she shows is that when you're sitting in a crouched position all day long, your stress hormones go up and your testosterone goes down. And men and women both have testosterone. It does the same thing, helps build muscle, gives us a little oomph. And the stress hormones go up, so your adrenals are being fired all the time. So if you imagine you're in this crouched position, it's like this is the fear position. As you're crouching down, it's like you're hiding. And when you stand up straight with your shoulders back and your hands on your hip and your feet slightly planted apart, like shoulder width apart, and you look up every single superhero, they all pose in this strong position. It's like, you can't push me over, I'm standing here really strong. So I call it the superhero pose. When you're in that pose, within 2 minutes, you drop your cortisol, your stress hormones, down by 20%. And it makes you feel more powerful because your testosterone comes up by 20%. So just by even sitting in your chair with your back straight will improve your health because your stress hormones go down. And just to remind people, when your stress or your adrenals are firing, that means your body is using up its resources. And when it's relaxed, that means your body is healing and bringing back your resources. And most of us are in the adrenal firing stage all day long. And that is why we're all getting so sick. 2/3 of the Americans are suffering from adrenal fatigue, 2/3, and a third of the, and half of those are suffering from adrenal failure. And this is epidemic, and this is what we need to stop.
So if I stand in my superhero pose, how do I do that? Can I stand up and do the superhero pose?
Absolutely. You can stand up and do your superhero pose, and you can say things like, today, something wonderful is happening today. I can feel it. And that puts you in this high state of feeling great in a matter of a minute.
Wow. In a minute. So you know, let's think about that. So let's say I'm at work and I'm stressed and I'm about to walk into a room where my team is, and I know from the Harvard research study that if I go into this room and I'm stressed, everybody else is going to become stressed. So what if I stood in my superhero pose for a minute before I went into that room and allowed myself to lower my cortisol? Is that right?
That's the cortisol. That's the adrenal. That's the stress hormone that comes out of your adrenals, along with the adrenaline and the norepinephrine and all of those.
So I could lower that and walk into that room and be in a space to really lead in that room. You know, that's one of the core principles that we teach in our Science and Soul of Leadership class, is that leaders respond, they don't react. And through blending together mindfulness, which is the practice of being in the present moment with intention and purpose and without judgment, and then enhancing that through meditation so we can focus our awareness and literally rewire our brains to create new neural pathways that strengthen our ability to respond and not react. And we put together all these tools and tips and very practical things that you can do in like a minute to change not only the work environment, but also your home environment. You know, there's so much for us to explore together in this program. And Anastasia, what is one final thought you would love to share with our listeners today?
Well, one final thought is while you're standing in that superhero pose, you could do it in the bathroom if you're embarrassed to do it in the hallway, put a smile on your face and take a deep breath and focus on your breath. So take a deep breath, let it come out, and put a smile on your face. That raises your vibration right there just by putting that smile on. Even if you don't feel it at the moment, it's your body is really interesting. Just like a superhero pose, is that there's a constant feedback mechanism. Thought goes to body, and then body goes to thought. So when you put a smile on your face, just like standing in the superhero pose, it brings your happiness level up because your thoughts will follow what your body is doing. So that's my final thought, is just realize that there's a two-way feedback mechanism. And it's just like, it's really impossible to feel depressed and down when you're out walking.
I love that.
It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So we're going to bring this to a close. We're going to stand in our superhero pose, and we're going to stand up straight and put our hands on our hips, and we're all going to smile. And yes, we are, because we're going to raise our frequency, our megahertz. I love it. I love it. And if you want to find out more about our breakthrough system that we've put together, just check out scienceandsoulofleadership.com. It's that easy, scienceandsoulofleadership.com. And there's so many benefits to this program, you know, including learning how to manage your stress and enhancing your well-being, improving your focus and performance, and rewiring your brain so you can respond, not react, you know, and lowering your overall healthcare costs while increasing your productivity. All of this really leading to a positive impact on your bottom line. So I want to share that with all of the leaders out there. And I want to thank Dr. Anastasia for being with us today, as she is the science part of the Science and Soul of Leadership. And I want to remind you that you can connect with her at her website, scientifichealer.com, all one word, scientifichealer.com, and also get a copy of her book, The Diamond Healing Method. And thank you so much, Anastasia, for being with us today. It's been fascinating talking with you. I could talk to you for hours. And I want to thank everyone for listening to Soul Guided Leadership. And are you ready to be a Soul Guided Leader? Then contact me at thegeistgroup.com. And let's talk about how our team can help you bring Soul Guided Leadership and mindfulness programs to your organization. And join me again next week for another empowering conversation on soul-guided leadership. So until next week, my friends, keep on leading from your soul.
Thank you for listening to Soul Guided Leadership with your host,
Dr. Laurel Geis.
To learn more about Soul Guided Leadership,
go to www.thegeisgroup.com
and connect with
Dr. Laurel Geis
to find out how
our team at the Geis Group
can help you today. Join us again next week for more expert tips, tools, and strategies to be a soul guided leader.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
Are you ready to discover a personal and professional leadership strategy to improve your performance, productivity, and well-being? Soul Guided Leadership is a thought-leading strategy combining mindfulness principles, meditation practices, and management tactics, empowering you to lead from your soul while helping others to do the same. Contact
CEO Dr. Laurel Geis at www.thegeisgroup.com
and be a Soul Guided Leader today.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio, talk radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.